A recent study in the New England Journal of Medicine shows that as adolescent girls become older teens, their level of physical activity drops dramatically. This increases the risk of diabetes, cardiovascular, and bone diseases occurring later in life. NPR's Vicky Quay reports on what the research and teenage girls have to say about exercising.
Tiffany Robinson is 14 and loves to swim.
It works all your muscles, and you don't worry about like being overexhausted because the water like massages you while you swim.
On a Friday evening, her coach, Dwayne Scott, is putting her through her paces at the Y in Washington, D.C.
23, looks good. Butter kick. See what you got. One more lap. See what you got. Nice and smooth. And
Tiffany dreams of becoming a competitive swimmer. Since it was her own idea, Ida Robinson, her mother, says she never has to nag her daughter about going to practice.
It was Tiffany who approached me and said, Mom, I really want to try to get on a swim team. And she actually got on the internet and started doing a lot of research about the Olympics and what she needed to do. And I told her, well, you got to be committed. And she understood that.
Ida Robinson ferries Tiffany to practice twice a week. A study by researchers at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center suggests that without such reinforcement, most girls don't exercise on their own. The researchers recruited 2,500 girls, 8- and 9-year-olds, living in San Francisco, Cincinnati, and Washington, D.C. They followed the girls for 10 years, tracking their height, weight, and physical activity levels. The researchers asked the girls, outside of school, how often do you ride a bike, swim, dance, or play basketball? Activities that burn calories and expend energy. Pediatrician Soo Kim is the study's lead author.
Basically, the majority of girls end up by doing nothing. It doesn't mean they lie in bed all day. They may be talking on the phone. They may be watching the TV. They may be listening to the radio. They may be reading. But none of that expends energy.
By the last year of the study, when the girls reached the ages of 18 and 19, Kim says that more than half of the black girls reported no leisure time physical activity. For older white teenage girls, nearly a third did not use any of their leisure time for exercise. The difference for those girls who continued to exercise, whether they were black or white, was associated with the parents' education. Parents like Ida Robinson. Parents who support lessons for dance, gymnastics, and Tiffany's dreams of the Olympics.
If I wasn't swimming, I'd probably be home reading or watching TV because there's not like a lot of kids where I live, and if they are, they're younger than me, so it's really like hard to get out and go play around.
Declines in physical activity were linked to cigarette smoking, teen pregnancy, and family income. Take 17-year-old Esther Rodriguez. When she was younger, her mom encouraged her to join a baseball team. But her parents divorced, and Esther now has little time outside of school to do anything besides help her mom, who works two jobs. Esther picks her younger siblings up from school and helps them with homework.
Then we'll eat dinner, and I'll send them to take a bath and stuff. They could watch TV for a while, and then they gotta go to sleep.
That leaves little time for sports, but even if Esther had the time, she has other interests, dating. And Esther says guys don't like girls who are jocks.
Because they get all sweaty, all stinky, you know, and guys don't look at them and stuff like that. Like, they like their girls to be nice and clean.
Dr. Robert Berkowitz treats overweight teens at Children's Hospital in Philadelphia. He says, as silly as this may sound, he hears it a lot from the girls who come to his clinic.
They're concerned about exercising or being physically active during the daytime and sweating and having to change clothing and also having to shower and deal with hair and makeup and so forth. And this may be an impediment for some of the teenage girls.
Berkowitz says schools and community centers should provide facilities for girls to shower and clean up. But more importantly, Berkowitz says, for girls who aren't encouraged to exercise at home, attitudes need to change. For this, he looks to rock stars, athletes such as Venus and Serena Williams, even companies that market sneakers. Whatever it takes, Berkowitz says, to make teenage girls see working out as hip and cool and necessary to maintain their health over a lifetime. Vicky Quay, NPR News.